Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the teleconference promoted by Estapar to discuss results regarding the fourth quarter and the year of 2021. Here with us today we have Mr. André Yaze, Estapar CEO, Emílio Sanches, CFO, and Investor Relations Director, and Daniel Soraje, Planning and Relations with Estapar's Investors Manager. We'd like to inform you that we are recording this event, and all participants will be only listening the teleconference during Estapar's presentation. Then we will start our Q&A when more instructions will be provided. In case any of you need any assistance during the teleconference, please feel free to talk to one of our operators by pressing asterisk zero. This is being simultaneously transmitted through the internet via webcast at ri.estapar.com.br, where you can see the respective presentation here. Slide selection will be controlled by you. This event can be replayed right after its close. We would like to remind the participants that you can register via website. You can submit questions to Estapar, which will be answered after the conference ends by the Investor Relations department. Before we start, we'd like to clarify that statements regarding this teleconference regarding Estapar business projections, goals, operations, and financial goals are based on promises and premises of the company. Future considerations are not a guarantee of performance and involve risks, uncertainties, and refer to future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Both investors and analysts must understand that general conditions and sector scenario and other operating factors can affect future results of Estapar and can lead to different results, different than those expressed in such future conditions. I would like now to call Dr. André Yaze, Estapar CEO, who will start this presentation. Please, Mr. André, the floor is yours.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to talk to you. My name is André Yaze. I am Estapar CEO, and today, along with Emílio Sanches, CFO of our company, we'll be talking a little bit about the results achieved in the fourth quarter of 2021. On page three, you have a little of our agenda for today with the highlights of the fourth quarter results, then ESG, electromobility, and final thoughts. Then we have our Q&A with questions and answers. Starting with our highlights for the fourth quarter on page five, we had an excellent quarter with a growth of 43.6% of our net revenue when compared to the fourth quarter of last year. Gross margin reached 21.8%, practically or virtually the level pre-pandemic results. Our adjusted EBITDA reached 24 million compared to 20.3% in growth in the past year quarter. We reduced our leaked financial debt. In the Autotech, we had AGE approving an M&A of Zoo Digital, which will open a new avenue for our company to grow. Regarding ESG, in terms of electromobility through EcoVagas, we signed a MOU to merge the two major players of semi-public recharge of electric vehicles in the country. Later, we'll talk more about this topic. Now let's talk about Autotech, how we call our digital platform, which with the closing of our understanding with Zoo, will bring an important new avenue for our company to grow. On page 7, we can observe the growing number of transactions from quarter to quarter. Only in the blue zone of São Paulo, we have 5.4 million transactions. Just like in other platforms, we reach 7.6 million, which accounts for 12.3% of the total revenues of our company, or 3.2-fold higher if compared to the fourth quarter of 2020. Successive records quarter after quarter regarding the digital transactions at Estapar make us believe that we are in the right path to digitalize the company. And after the merger with Zul, we can take new products and services to our clients, creating a new experience and a new line of revenue for our company. On page 8, still on AutoTech, we talk about connectivity, which is one of the important trends of the auto industry. To give you an idea, by 2030, 95% of new vehicles sold will be connected vehicles. 5G, already under implementation in Brazil, will be an important enabler of this trend, completely aligned with our digitalization strategy of our digital platform and our ecosystem regarding or around drivers. Now, moving on to page 9, talking about Zul Digital acquisition, we recently approved in AG this transaction, and also we expect the closing of this deal to be made soon. Estapar and Zul Digital will create the main AutoTech platform in Brazil. To give you an idea, each of the company has a base of approximately 3 million users, totaling nearly 6 million users. Zul Digital today has a platform that is unique with over 10 products, from payment of parking areas, blue zones, licensing your vehicles, paying for fines, paying or buying your cars, and several other services, along with the products offered by Estapar, such as parking lots, vacancy reservation, hiring of parking places, and so on. We will have a big portfolio of products and services. Still talking about AutoTech and the acquisition of Zul, we are going to explain on page 10 a little more about the strategic rationale of this acquisition. As you can see to your left, we have important complementarities. Estapar counts today with a large scale of users with high recurrence, based on a diverse structure in terms of sectors and geographies, and with a long-term flow of clients based on its long-term contracts as well. We also sum to that some of the important abilities and skill of Zul Digital, such as a good set of digital products, over 10 products, state-of-the-art in terms of mobile payment services, and the capacity in terms of business intelligence and data mining, which allow us to create unique products for each one. On to the right, we can see the vectors of growth of the combined companies. Green represents Estapar alone, and the blue explains or accounts for Zul Digital plus Estapar. So our revenue per square meter will be higher. This will make us grow and gain new agreements and contracts, because we shall have an unique proposal of value to our contractors. In terms of new revenues, we have a growth avenue through cross-sell and upsell of digital products, be the existing products in the platforms or new products that will be created in this driver's marketplace, associated to an extremely low cost in terms of client acquisition and CAC based on the operations of Estapar and Zul Digital. And we know that we are on the right path to digitalize the company. Moving on with our agenda, we'll talk about on page 12, we'll talk about reopening. If you compare the fourth quarter of 2019 to the fourth quarter of 2021, our lines of revenue growth throughout the pandemic, we reached 88% of the pre-pandemic level in the fourth quarter. In January 2022, this growth trend remains, reaching 93%. Moving on the following page, we can see how the revenue is behaving in each of the main segments. To give you an idea, both in the on-street, Blue Zone, and in shopping malls, we surpassed in January the level of pre-pandemic revenues. In commercial buildings and airports, which were extremely affected by the pandemic, we have also seen a recovery, reaching 82% in commercial buildings and 87% in airports. So 2022 will be a much better year. We truly believe that. Moving on with our agenda, we will talk about the first year of the Blue Zone in São Paulo on page 15. In this first year, we reached 2.2 million downloads and 1.4 million new users. The quality for us is an extremely important thing. Today, at our App Store, we have 4.7 rating and 4.5 in the Android store. We have RA1000 at Reclame Aqui, which welcomes suggestions and complaints from clients, which is also good. So the liquid revenue went from 2.2 million in the final quarter of 2020 to 24.8 in the fourth quarter of 2021. By the end of the year, we doubled the number of fiscalization cars to promote the turnover of public parking spaces. We will deliver the business plan for the Blue Zone in the next months and years. Now, let me call us the CFO of our company, Estapar, Emílio, who will talk about some of the results of the fourth quarter of 2021, item two in our agenda. Good morning. Let me thank you all for your presence in our call on the results of the fourth quarter of 2021. Let me also congratulate the whole Estapar team. This was a hard year due to the pandemic, but our resilience was tested, and we returned to the investments on our future, believing in very fruitful results for 2021. Let's talk about our revenue and our cash flow growth, revenue, and our final flow and net revenue and net debt as well. So we closed the year with 650 operations and almost 390,000 spaces. So there was an increase of 1%. We had a growth in agreements both bought and hired, investing also in long-term agreements and contracts, showing the strength of our commercial team. We continue maintaining the focus of our team without losing quality in our services, the services we provide. Our churn is below the historical average, which shows our resilience after 2 years of pandemics. Now, on page 18, some example of operations Estapar took over during 2021. At Cidade Matarazzo, maybe the most important building complex opened in the city of São Paulo, and also a hospital in the city of Fortaleza, among others, show the strength of our company in the center of Brazil and also in other cities of Brazil. We shall be present with good proposals in this year and growing more. On page 19, just like our CEO said, we achieved almost 90% of our pre-pandemic revenue. Our liquid revenue grew throughout our services, especially in shopping malls. In building commercial buildings, which surprised us because many people still are working at home. And also the maturation of the Blue Zone of São Paulo contributed to that. We have over 43% in growth with 265 million in revenue. We are sure we are going to achieve the mark of 1 billion. On next page, we have our cash flow growth revenue, which shows our margin without accounting and financial impacts. We went from 40 to over 57 million Brazilian reals, a growth of almost 43% if compared to last year. As you can observe, we are recovering our revenue from quarter to quarter. We've been talking a lot with our investors and creditors. Along with the good management of the company costs, we truly believe in our recovery. We achieved break even in the Blue Zone, the parking zone of São Paulo, and also more, just like we showed in the last call. Now we talk about our adjusted EBITDA. To remind you, we show you the evolution of our EBITDA in the past quarters. With the recovery of costs adjustment in the past three quarters, we have now a positive EBITDA, which results from the hard work of our team. Now, talking about January and February of this year, we can celebrate that you have 12 months of a positive EBITDA. I can tell you that we turned the page and we entered a new cycle of growth in our company. On page 22, we demonstrate our adjusted FFO and our losses in the period. Our FFO still suffers a direct impact considering our major financial leverage. We are under recovery, especially in airport, but it's not enough to pay for the amortization on investments made. We are focused now on recovering our revenue and decreasing our net debt. Now, moving on to page 23, we present our cash flow in the quarter. We started with 64.8 in September 3rd, 2021. We have a positive working capital, which is very good, very beneficial for the company. CapEx also increased, which demonstrated the trust given to our company by our investors. CapEx were in around 23 million, taking advantage of special points of growth for our company. Payment of interests were around 60 million. We closed the year with 119 million in our cash flow. With the amortization of long and short-term debts. Now we talk about the reduction of our net debt. We closed the year with 756 million reais by the end of December. We also have our debt of 150 million with Bradesco, which we discussed in the last call, was decreased and remanaged the debt. We believe that the management demonstrated in the past 2 years and the confidence by our investors and shareholders will make us start a new and virtuous cycle for the company. Once again, thank you very much for your presence. Let me thank once again all the workers, all the collaborators of Estapar. We truly believe in the recovery of our company due to their hard work. Now, moving back to our CEO. Now, moving on to item three, let's talk about ESG, especially about our initiative regarding electromobility. On page 26, you can see the evolution of the percentage of sales of new vehicles, new electric vehicles from 2022 2035, there will be an exponential growth regarding the sale of these vehicles in different scenarios and in different markets, which give us extreme confidence that our strategy at EcoVagas is extremely right. Now, still talking about electromobility, but moving on to page 27, we recently informed the market about the signing of a MOU to combine EcoVagas plus Zeletric. The proposition is to create the main player of electro posts in Brazil for the charging, electrical charging of these vehicles. We have believed in B2B regarding Estepar. Now, Zeletric also is strong in B2C in areas outside Estepar with a good technological know-how and a very competent team. We are sure that the combination of these platforms along with NLX will create a unique player. Well, we are reaching the end of our presentation. Moving on to page 29, let's talk about our final thoughts regarding the reopening. So the recurring growth of the past few months' turnover, along with the dissolution of the pandemic and the return of mobility, make us believe that our 2021 will be a year of strong growth. Regarding, as what Emilio said, regarding the leverage, the administration of Estepar remains committed with the discipline, financial disciplines, and total focus on the expenses management, reducing leverage and increasing profitability. In the auto tech sector, the combination of Estepar and Zoo Digital will strengthen the competitive edges in our core business, multiplying the opportunities and horizons for our company to grow. Electromobility has become a more pressing reality, not only in Brazil, but also in the world. And Estepar will be in the front row of this trend regarding urban mobility. I hope you liked the presentation, and now let's open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to start our Q&A session. Please press asterisk 1 if you want to make a question. To remove your question from the list, please press asterisk 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we have questions coming from the webcast. Good morning, everyone. My name is Danielle. We have a question to Mr. Leonardo. Congratulations on the results. I'd like to understand whether, I mean, if the income grows or keeps growing, is there a space, is there room to grow the margin too? Well, this is André Iasi. This is Estepar CEO. Leonardo and Danielle, thank you for your question. There's no doubt, I believe we can improve our margin based on this, on the improvement of operations. No one wished for COVID, and it is a world disaster, but somehow it made us go back and improve our productivity based on the improvement of processes, implementation of new technologies that allowed us to reduce costs and improve our margin per parking space, per employee, per operation in all areas. So we do believe that with the full recovery of our revenue, costs will not be as high as before, so the margin can grow. This is what we expect to see in the next few quarters. Thank you. We also have another question here by Mr. Carlos Herrera, Conan Insider. Three questions, in fact. How are market conditions to elongate the debt, to stretch the debt? Two, which is the leverage level you believe is the ideal? And three, do you see a deceleration of the use in the first quarter of 2020 due to the increase in gas prices and fuel prices? Thank you very much for your question. Daniela also made a similar question regarding item three, regarding the increase in fuel prices, which impact mobility. So let me start with question number three, and then Emilio will discuss the two first questions, which have more to do with leverage. So what do you see in January that we reported to you in February regarding what we see? Well, the trend of FEG remains strong when compared to the same periods in previous years. Given the season and respecting the season, the difference in seasons, it remains growing. There is no sign of deceleration regarding our fuel price increase. But let me mention that even with increase, we believe there will be increases because of the war between Ukraine and Russia, but we do not believe this will bring a relevant impact to our revenue, to our operations, given the profile of our users, of our clients, and also because of an expressive increase of vehicles by people who have them. We've been giving priority to this model of operation compared to others. So maybe this will be a collateral effect regarding behavior of people after the pandemic subsides. So we do not see a major impact due to that in the horizon. So Emilio, can you talk about the debt and the leverage level? Thank you. Now, regarding question number two, the ideal leverage level would be the one we achieved in the past 2 years, 3.5 the EBITDA, 3 times the cash flow. It would be very good. Now, regarding debts, this has been a stressful scenario in the past 2 years at Estapar. Was affected by COVID. Our revenue, our results were affected by the pandemics. Maybe we need to consider this. For Estapar, we believe we will grow because partner banks, which are have been working with us for the past 10 years, among them Bradesco, Banco do Brasil, among others, we believe that we will have a good year, a year of renewal with amortization of parts of the debts, new lines of credit, spread is also to be considered. Our main goal this year is to reduce net debt, maintaining our growth, and trying to to turn this into a long-term debt, generating cash flow, increasing the confidence for our investors and shareholders too. I hope I have answered your question. Thank you very much. See you later. Thank you, Emilio. Thank you all. I think these were the questions we had for today. We are truly glad with our results, the results achieved in the fourth quarter of 2021 by our company. As I said in the beginning of my presentation, we are very excited for this year and 2023 too, regarding reaching again the levels we had before, and also new avenues to growth like AutoTech, the merger with the acquisition of Zoo Digital. We hope to close the deal in the next few weeks. That's what our goal. In our strategy regarding pro-mobility. We improved the operating leverage of our company. This was our homework, let's say. And we also found new ways to make our company grow. Thank you very much and take care. Thank you very much. The conference is ended. Thank you for using Chorus Call. Have a nice day.